wrestle not against flesh and blood. Victory is a goal for every battle. Get set for an empowerment to conquer in the battles of life as you listen to Encounter with the Truth by Pastor Sammy.
Burden lifted, yokes broken, darkness destroyed, pains living, diseases be healed, blessings be released, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Following God's leadings. This is part 1B. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 10 verse 27, he said, my sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. It presupposes that God have designed every child of his with the ability to hear God. Every child of God has the ability to hear God. There's something in you and me. When a person gets born again, he puts something in us to be able to hear him. My sheep hear my voice. Praise the Lord. It also tells us that in redemption, you also receive the ability to follow God if you are willing. Praise the Lord. In other words, every child of God can follow God if the person is willing. Praise the Lord. Someone say, my sheep hears my voice. Say, and they follow me, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hears my voice. I, God, I know them. So for you to be known by God, you should be able to what? Hear him. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? Yeah. They are the ones God can say, my son Ebenezer. Yeah. Not to be able to hear him, for him to call you my son. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Somebody is blessed. So that ability, that power to hear God and to follow, we receive at redemption. Praise the Lord. We receive at redemption. Now, God has done it so because if you don't follow his leadings as his child, you'll be taking a path whose ending will be death. I've written here, this is because going your own way will lead a man to a death ending. Will lead you to a death ending. The reason why at redemption God gives us the ability to hear him, and the ability to us to follow him, is that if we don't hear him and follow him, we will take a path that will lead to a death ending. And as God's child, God doesn't want your end to be death. He wants your end to be life. He wants your end to be what? Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seemeth right in the eyes of a man, but the ending is death. the ending is what?
It's death.
So if God hasn't given me the ability to hear him and the grace and the power to follow him as he speaks, then I'll be going a certain way and that way will kill me. To give me a death ending. My business will have a death ending. My marriage will have a death ending. My own life will have a death ending. And that is not his will for me as his child. So he gives me ability to hear him and the grace to follow. May that ability and grace be stirred up in you in Jesus' name. May it be stirred up in you in Jesus' name. May it be stirred up in you in Jesus' name. Because of this seeking God's leadings and following it is required from every child of God to fulfill destiny. There's no way as a child of God you can fulfill destiny except you seek his will and follow. Moses never stepped into destiny except he was led by God to go back to Egypt and deliver the people. Praise the Lord. Could have been a shepherd and die a shepherd, even though he was ordained for the top as a great deliverer. Praise the Lord. But what brought him into that blessing? It was the leadings of God. Praise the Lord. Yeah. What is the leadings of God? Matthew 28:18-20. When I say God is leading you, what does it mean? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I am with you. I am what? What is the leadings of God? Hebrews 13:5. Let your lifestyle be without covetousness. Be content with such things as he have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never hurt nor hurt forsake thee. What is the leadings of God? First definition. It is God moving with a man. 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 God moving with. And lo, I am with you always. I have said I will never leave thee nor forsake you. God moving with you. Praise the Lord. It is where divinity moves with humanity. God's leadings. God moves with you. God moving with you. He take a step, you take a step. He take a step, you take a step. It's like a husband and a wife walking into the altar. Are you here with me? Yeah. During wedding. And you see that the man is coming and the ladies, and they have held their hands and they are coming to the altar. The father will first bring the lady to go and sit down, and then the man will help her. So the leadings of God is God holding your hand like a husband who have held the hand of, like a man who have held the hand of a beloved and bringing the beloved to the heart, to the altar. So you move with God God, your beloved, hold your hands and move with you in the, can you see that picture? In the affairs of life. In the affairs of what? God, your beloved, is leading you to the altar of destiny. The altar of what? Destiny. So you take the step, you take the step like that. That is divine leading. Now, we saw examples of people God led. Every great name you know in scriptures came through as a result of divine leading. Great name. Abraham. God led him. Came up. Genesis 12 verse 1. Leave your father's house. Someone say, leave your father's house. It's a guidance. Do you understand? Leave what? You are just staying and then God comes to you. Abraham, I want to lead you. What is it? Leave your father's house. To where? Go to a place I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great. I will bless you. You shall be a blessing. Him that blesses you will be blessed. Day he that curses you will be hurt. Yes. And Abraham followed the leading and became a great person. Praise the Lord. Yeah. David. The leadings of the Lord came to Samuel. Go to the house of Jesse. There's a boy there. So go and anoint him. Praise the Lord. And David became a king. Praise God. Every great name you know, scripture. Moses, I've already talked about him. He was struggling as a shepherd at the age of 80. That work I don't want to do. Take care of my father-in-law. Sheep. Maybe I'll do for somebody else, but not my father-in-law. Because your wife won't respect you. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? So, girl, I will have a problem right now. Sorry, I was not in there. So, I say, girl, away. So, that tells you the state of Moses. Are you hearing me? Sometimes when you read the Bible, pause and think. Selah. And some work. If you are doing it, means that your memory is dependent on your head. Oh yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And he did it. He was doing it. And then the Lord appeared and said, you go to Egypt. And he dropped the work. The place God said he should go. They were looking for him to kill him. That was where he was. He ran away. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
But because God has spoken, he went. And God made him great. First service, we said that it takes God's leadings to occupy the high places of the earth. If you can't be led, forget about high place. Forget about Hesed. Forget about being above only. You can't be led. Forget about it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So, David, Moses, Abraham, all the names we know in scriptures. They became who they were because they were led by the Lord. So for you and I also to become who God wants us to be, we have to follow His leading. Follow what? His leading. Are you getting it? Follow His leading. follow his lead. Now, how does God lead us? In Ezra chapter 8, verse 21, it said, "Then I, Ezra, proclaim a fast at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him the right way for us, for our little ones, and for our substance." Then I proclaim a fast. So it clearly gives you one way you can get direction. Take a fast and let your focus be, "Lord, give me direction on this. Give me what? Direction." So God leads us through the platform of fasting and prayers. Yeah. So we are still in a prophetic fast. So there are some things you are not clear on. Press God on it. Press God on it. What you think is the right way is not the right way, except you know God tells you so. Naturally, the right way is not found. Do you understand? Yeah. Well, I think this is my work. This is what I should do. You know, I have natural flair for this. All those things are grammar. Most of the people who excel in things, they didn't have any flair. Moses could not talk, but God used him to be talking, to be what? And so, it is the natural way. Someone say natural way. Forget about natural way and follow spiritual way. Praise the Lord. You know me, I'm very quiet. I don't like talking like mommy. I'm quiet. She was very quiet when she married me now. She not talk very, very quiet. She's always there. Banco Kanoa. You can stay there whole day. One kasan, one kasan. Yeah, but when you marry me, you have to talk. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? And now it's a preacher. I was listening to her message. I said, "Hey, woman of God, preach to me, woman of God." Praise the Lord. Amazing. I was so blessed by her message. Are you getting it? Yeah. It is you that don't listen to me. I listen. Listen to every reverence message. Bless. Praise God. So, fasting. Somebody say fasting. In Isaiah 58, verse 6, and then down to 9 and 10, it says, "Is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye may break every yoke." Go to verse 9 and 10. Then, praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. He said, "Then shalt thou call on the Lord, and he will what? He will answer thee. Then shalt thou cry and say, here I am. Same." Go to verse 10. "And if thou draw out thy soul to the hunger and satisfy it," move now. He said, "the Lord shall guide thee continually." Verse 11. "And the Lord shall guide thee what? And the Lord shall guide thee what? And the Lord shall guide thee what?" So in a fast, you receive guidance, not one time, continually. Continually. So the reason why you have not received guidance is that you have not asked for it. You haven't what? Because in the first cell, we say, seek the Lord for the guidance. Seek it. It's not like you are there, then God appear. Go this way. You have to seek Him for it. Then we proclaim a fast to seek for the right way. To seek for what? The right way. Lord, what way, Lord? What are you saying about this? What is your purpose and your will concerning this? Don't make up your mind, you know what to do. If you, there are people who are praying on marriage. You say, me, I don't like pastor. And you know what you want already, so go ahead and take what you want. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? Lord, this work thing, this a politician. You know what you want to do, Koye. Why are you coming to ask him? Praise the Lord. You know what you want to what? So why then are you coming to what? If it is me you come, I won't mind you. Do you understand? Because you know. You know it. So show me, what is your way for my life? What is your way for my life? Praise the Lord. And somebody said, but God will give me my desire. God will give, He give you your desire in His will, not in your own heart.
Wait.
He give you your desire in His word. So one way God leads us is through fasting and prayers. And don't be conversant with the leadings of God. Don't be hot. Many people have taking God to be a one-way God. But the last time I saw this vision, and it means this, so this one too means this. God is not like that. Praise the Lord. You saw a bird, and it means the Holy Spirit. The second bird doesn't mean Holy Spirit. It may mean Beelzebub. It may mean what? Yes, demon that fly. So don't think you are in God's level that every bird means Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean that. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? It doesn't what? Mean that. There is this scriptural understanding in 2 Samuel chapter 5. Concerning God's servant David. In verse 18, the Philistines came at David in the valley of Rapha. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thy hand. And David came to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord has broken forth upon me my enemies before me, as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of the place Baal-perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. The next verse. And the Philistine came up yet again, and spread themselves in the valley of Raphidim. Are you getting it? Rapham. The same place. And David inquired of the Lord, and he said, thou shalt not go up. Somebody said, thou shalt not go up. Ah, same place, same people. You understand? That. Same picture, same bed. Same place you saw. It means what? Same thing. God saying it doesn't mean same thing. It can mean something else. It can mean what? Sir, go up. Then he said, don't what? Don't go up. Don't go. Don't go. So, every aspect of our life requires leadings. And don't misinterpret. Don't use one thing to mean the other. Don't use one thing to mean not the other. Praise the Lord. Somebody is blessed. Somebody is blessed. Yeah. So in a fast, we receive guidance continually. Somebody is blessed. What should be my position in a fast for me to be guided? When I'm fasting, what are some of the things that will help me to receive guidance? Number one. In a fast, for me to be guided, I should seek the Lord with my whole heart. Jeremiah 29, verse 30. You will seek Him and you will find Him if you search for Him with your whole heart. So the place of the heart, do you understand? Plays a big role in our finding God in His leadings in our life. Search for Him with your whole heart. Search for Him. Something you are searching means that you don't know where it is. It means that what? You don't know where it is. So anyone searching for something is desperate. Or you can't say it's here or it is there. But you know, nowadays, the way we serve God, as if God is our path. Like we are in the bedroom with Him. He talked to us. Are you getting it? Yeah, that's how sometimes people do. As if God is in their pocket. Hey. Praise the Lord. You seek Him, you will find Him with your own heart. So the place of the heart is key for receiving guidance. When the heart is not positioned well, guidance cannot come. When even guidance comes, you will misinterpret it. You will do what? You will misinterpret. Sometimes God is talking to you, maybe through His word or through your prophet, but because your heart is not positioned well, you can misinterpret what God is saying. And you will even see that this is guidance. This is what? Yeah. Just recently, I was talking to someone. But I think at the beginning of the year or latter, somebody came to me. He said, He's going to Poland. He's going to where? You know what is happening now? There? Poland. You know, and yet, 10 years ago, just this year, you said late in this church, one of my leaders say he want to go to Poland. Every 10 I sent. And I say, don't go. Somebody say, don't go. Came recently, I was telling them, I said, have you seen? Have you what? Huh? Praise the Lord. You know, some of these things is funny. And, you know, when you have a prophet in his casual moment is still what? A prophet. And sometimes talking as if we are playing, but we are prophesying. We are what? Prophesying. Talking is, It looks like an advice. It looks like a counsel. Sometimes you don't know which one is the prophetic. It looks like a counsel. It looks like an advice. It looks like this. Don't you listen and do it. Do what you want. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So, search him with your heart. Position your heart aright. Praise God. Number two. How do you position in a fast to get guidance? Be ready to set your spirit man awake. I will stand at my watch. You can be alive but be asleep. Can be alive but be hot. Does it make sense? You are not dead, but you are asleep. Are you here with me? So when you are asleep and somebody is showing you something, do you see? You are asleep and somebody is telling you something, do you hear? So be conscious to keep your spirit man awake. That is what Habakkuk said, I will stand at my watch. I will stand at what? Keep your spirit man on the watch. On the heart. On the watch. I want to hear God speak. So you are active to it. And you are just looking at everything around you, because most of the things around us speak a lot. Speak what? A lot. A lot. Like us, we are in this. I'm very, very observant. Very, very observant. Observe things that come around. I'm very, very observant. Because it speaks a lot. It speaks what? A lot. So keep your spirit man awake. Don't make your spirit man be asleep. God is talking to you, showing you something. But because you are asleep in a fast, you can't see. The Jews, they were asleep. So they didn't pick their hour of what? Visitation. They were visited, but they didn't see. They didn't see it. They were asleep. They were not dead. They were just asleep. They couldn't pick it. So ensure that you keep your spirit man awake by putting yourself at the watch. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. I will stand at my watch, set myself on the tower, look to see what I will say and how I will answer when I am reproved. Third one, call on the Lord. How do you position your spirit to receive guidance? Engage your spirit to call on him. Engage your spirit. So sometimes pray more in the tongues concerning that thing. Pray more in tongues. Keep akato, akato. And then you can be very quiet. And you are just there. You are waiting in his presence. And you are hearing him. You are what? Pray more in tongues. Pray more in the thing. Katipu kapali tekalasi katapatike de kalabadusi mabusi katakapukata. That thing you are asking, you are praying in tongues. Pray 1 hour. Pray. And you just stay quiet. And you are there. You have opened your spirit, man. See the thing will keep firing. The thing will keep what? Firing. See things dropping into your spirit. Like that. Dropping. Dropping. Like water, flow of water. It's just flowing. It's just flowing. You see that all your fears are gone. It's telling you that is it. Praise the Lord. Are you here? All your fears are about the tennis ball. All your suspicions about it is no more. It's showing your picture. And this is the will of God. This is it. Are you getting it? Don't have in your mind, this is the way I want God to show me. I have to have a dream about it. Eh? Praise the Lord. I should see something. God may decide not to show you anything. He may decide to speak something. Praise the Lord. What are the benefits of His leadings? And God is leading you. Let me finish with that. In Exodus 33, verse 11 to 14. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, See thou sayest unto me, Bring up these people, and thou hast not let me know whom they will send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Praise the Lord. Show me thy way. And he said, My presence. Someone said, My presence. Shouted, My presence. So his leading brings his presence, and his presence makes the difference. When God is moving with you, His movement has brought His presence. His movement has brought what? And His presence makes the difference. Yeah. His leadings bring His presence. And His presence makes the difference. So the reason why when He's leading you, you get to the top, or you go above only, is that His leading brings His presence. And His presence makes what? The difference. How can God be moving with you and doors will not be open? Are you hearing me? Yeah. So that's one benefit of divine leadings. It brings God's presence. Everyone walking in the leadings of God have His presence. Have what? His presence. Have His presence. Sometimes you don't need to say it. But people who are around you know that this man carries what? A certain what? Presence. Certain presence. There's something with him. There's something with her. Something. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So that is number one. His leading brings His presence. Number two, another benefit of the leadings of God is that His leading also brings supernatural empowerment. Someone says supernatural empowerment. When He leads you, He gets you empowered. Judges 6:14. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Go in this thy might. His leading brings might and power. Brings what? Power. You're empowered to do it. We say, How do you do it? He knoweth not how, but there is some power working to make him or her be able to do. Praise the Lord. There's some power working. exhilarating brings power. Strength is release. Are you getting it? Strength is what? It's release. If it is God leading, you feel it is, except you yourself have a human natural ambition for some things. But if you drop the ambition, the thing will be easier to do. Praise the Lord. Like, if you are holding on to an ambition, when God's leading comes, still doing it becomes difficult. Because there is a choking, which is a personal desire, which is out of the will of God. We call it ambition. A personal desire out of the will of God is what we call ambition. If you ask me what is ambition, a personal desire which is not in the will of God for a man's life. What is vision? A personal desire in the will of God for a man. Praise the Lord. So, when you are holding on to an ambition, hear this very carefully. When even God leads you, it's difficult doing. But if there is no ambition, personal desire, God's leading become easier. It's very easy. It's not difficult. People think you are doing too much and are you not tired? Yeah. Because his leading brings what? Empowerment. Power is released to do it. Power is released to what? So it looks difficult to people, but for you, it's nothing. You are just in your natural state because you have been empowered for it. I pray that grace be released unto us in Jesus' name. As we follow the leadings of God, may his empowerment be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Please be on your feet.
You are here this month and you want Jesus in your life. Somebody here needs to give his life to Jesus. Something might change in your life. You need that Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to say Jesus will become your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. You want to say, I need Jesus. If I die today, I cannot make it to heaven because my life is not right. Lift your right hand and I'll pray with you. In somebody's life, say, Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. Today, I ask you, come into my life. Become my Lord and Savior. From today, I will follow you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by the word of God. We would love to have you worship with us at Conquest Global Ministries, Kakrade, or call us on 0243-287-958 or 0246-111-278. You are blessed.